For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri's tradition-bound Senate is installing an audio monitoring system in its committee hearing rooms so employees, lobbyists, and the public can listen to debate in their homes or offices as the pandemic rages. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Senate Administrator Patrick Baker said the changes could mean fewer people in a building that is often crowded during the nearly five-month annual session. Statewide, 18,467 new confirmed cases have been reported in the past week. That's about 2,638 new cases a day on average. The House also is making changes in an attempt to give people an option of staying away from crowded corridors, with video links being installed in committee rooms that will allow people to submit testimony virtually. Missouri Governor Mike Parson yesterday released the names of 24 inmates he's pardoning. He also commuted the sentences of three drug offenders who will finish the rest of their time on home arrest. The original sentences were actually affected by a change in state law that did not allow nonviolent drug offenders to be sentenced without parole. Parson also commuted the sentence of a woman who attempted to illegally obtain controlled substances. Her sentence was reduced from two consecutive 15-year sentences to two consecutive 8-year sentences. Those are the first pardons issued by Parson. His office is continuing to review clemency files. According to a press release, there are more than 3,600 pending applications. Columbia's warming centers and overnight shelters are back up and running for the year, with some changes due to the ongoing pandemic. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has the story.
As the weather turns colder, Sarah Hum with Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services says it's important for people to be aware of this year's warming centers, as some locations are no longer able to provide the service due to COVID-19 restrictions. This year's warming centers are the ARC, the Armory Sports and Community Center, the Boone County Government Center, and Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services. Hum says while there are no specific COVID regulations for these centers, they are thinking about how to keep people safe and maintain social distance. She says some things have changed for overnight shelters as well. Organizations like Room at the Inn, which traditionally rotates between locations throughout the season, will be using only two locations this year, and other organizations have no or little availability at this time because they've had to limit the number of people. Hum adds that more people may be finding themselves in tough situations for the first time, but she encourages them to ask for help.
There can feel like a stigma against asking for help, but there should be no shame in it. And there are lots of people out there who are ready and they're willing to help those in our community who need it.
A map of the warming center and shelter locations are available at como.gov. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.
And I'm Trevor Hook. KBIA News, Columbia.